Coach, obviously their goalkeeper was outstanding tonight, but how did you feel about the way your team played?
Good. Yeah, really good. I really felt we were, you know, I felt we, you know, maybe the only little area we could have been a little stronger around our area, our net, you know, defensively at times. But I think we only gave them three attempted shots on goal in the second period or something like that. Just only gave them, I think, two shots inside the blue line on us in the second. So it's pretty hard for me to get down. You know, I don't know what to say other than their kid played really well in net and flat out he was a difference in the game. That was it. Their goalie was a difference in the game tonight.
Did you feel like you guys got a number of quality opportunities,
yeah,
or were you just shots on net?
I think we got quality. I think we had some that just went on net. But I find it hard to believe you could have 51 shots and they were all bad shots. Yeah. You know, you saw the game. We had plenty of good chances.
Right,
yeah, I think Stewart deserves some credit, though, because he wasn't giving up a lot of rebounds either. But we had plenty of point-blank chances. We had, you know, hey, they just couldn't find a way to solve them. He was that good. I tell you what, though, I'd take that effort, I'd take that game every time, knowing that we'd probably win 9 to 10 games you play like that, and this is the 10th game that we won't, but pretty hard for me to be too down on the guys.
Did you kind of give them a pep talk or anything after the game? Because, you know, at times,
yeah,
like, there's some frustration out there.
You know, I think they're like me, it's a level of disappointment. I think the concern we got to watch, I mean, can we be better? Yeah. Do we need to be better? Yes. Do we need to start panicking or picking a pointy thing? No. And they're not going to do that. You can see it. It's not a team that looks to me like they're floundering. You know, that looks to me like a team that wanted to win tonight and was playing hard. And so, okay, we didn't win. But, you know, we've played worse than that a lot of nights and won. So, I'll take it from there that we play like that, we're going to win our share of hockey games. Now the key would be we need that kind of performance in and out of every game, and then we'll win our share. But for me to sit here and try to pick our team apart tonight after that performance, I'd be hard pressed to point a finger at anyone. I really would. And I think for one of the first times all year, I really, in the second half of the season, I should not, you know, in 2010, we had all four lines really humming. I never felt like one line was off where I needed to sit them. I mean, it would just, if you watch outside the power plays, I rolled straight four because there wasn't one line that wasn't clicking and humming. And I really thought, you know, Jordy Johnson's line played well, and I thought the third line, that would be Graham and Nate Henning. I thought Nate played well, so I'm real happy with everyone.
But those first two goals, you got two goals for them in 10 minutes. They kind of jumped on you.
Well, I thought Nagel should have had the second one. I'll give him the power play goal. But that second one, a shot he should have had. I thought the third one he should have had. That was a backhand. I mean, let's just face facts. Those are goals that we weren't getting at the other end. And Nagel, he has made those saves in the past, and we expect him to make those in the future. And I know he wasn't getting a lot of action, but it's his job to keep himself mentally into it. And truthfully, you know, we need better from our goaltenders than what we got this weekend. And we have gotten better all year, but we need better than what we got this weekend.
Without minus the shots that you felt like you maybe could have stopped, how did you feel overall about your defense? Pretty much limited them,
yeah,
shot wise.
I thought it was really good. You know, can you find a couple things?
Right.
Yeah, but there wasn't. I wouldn't say there was one consistent thing. Like I wouldn't say, well, we were really weak breaking it out or really weak in the defensive zone. You know, we had a little hiccups here and there. But if you look, each of the goals was scored kind of differently. There wasn't one way you could say, okay, well, boy, you were really porous on line rushes. That wasn't the case. We were good on line rushes. We were good in the D zone. We were not bad in the penalty kill, you know. Just, you know, we found a way to win. They give them credit. I mean, that's a good road win for them. But for us, it's a disappointing loss.